在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Unit 8, Section 1, Technically Speaking.
Right, sir. What's the problem?
Well, my car's just stopped. I was driving along and the engine cut out and it just stopped. And I can't start it again.
What do you mean it stopped? Have you run out of petrol?
No, that's not possible. I filled up last night and I haven't driven very far.
Right. Is the battery working?
Well, I think so. The lights are working and the radio's on and I've looked at it and it looks okay, I think.
Has it been raining?
Yes, it's pouring down.
Well, it could be the distributor. Have you had a look at that?
Gosh, no. I'm not sure where that is. I never touch things like that.Is it serious?
No, not really. But don't worry, we'll come out and have a look. Where are you exactly?
Unit 8, Section 2, Radical Technology.
In the industrial West, more people are becoming interested in building houses that allow them to generate their own energy, collect their own water, treat their own waste, and grow their own food. They are doing it with the help of technology.In the diagram, we can see what a basic system would consist of. Solar panels in the roof of the house capture energy from the sun to heat water. This water is collected from rainwater in the ground and pumped to underground tanks by a windmill. The windmill does not only pump water, it also provides all the electricity the house needs, with the help of a small generator. The water which is collected from the ground is purified by a system of filters.And stored until it is needed in the home or in the garden. In another system, waste products are decomposed in a digester in order to produce methane gas, or CH4. Methane can be used to run the cooker. Any extra water goes to the fish pond in the vegetable garden. The animals also provide food and waste which can be reused. Unfortunately, there are problems.The system depends on the climate, and in Britain, for example, the weather would not allow us to use only solar energy as a source of hot water. The average family would also be unable to produce enough methane for its own cooking needs without an outside source of waste, although wind generators can produce a lot of electricity. Although it is still very difficult to do without outside sources of energy and food, more and more peopleare beginning to use nature and technology to supply their basic needs.
Unit 8, Section 3, Computers.
I wasn't worried when my son bought a computer. After all, lots of children have parents who don't understand computers. But when my secretary asked for a computer in the office, well, I did become anxious then.She claims to know nothing about technical matters. She even used to ask me to thread the new ribbon in her typewriter. And if she understood computers, then I was obviously out of date. I decided to take a series of lessons in computing. My son treated me very kindly. He invited me to sit down in front of his VDU. And when I asked him what a VDU was, he explainedIt was the television screen I was looking at. All computer experts apparently call it a video display unit, or VDU for short. I didn't like to ask him why, so instead I asked him about the computer itself. From that moment, my memory of the lesson becomes vague because he told me a lot of things that I really don't understand at all. For example, he told me about the computer's memory. Apparently,It's got 64 kilobytes of memory, which he seemed to find very impressive. The computer uses part of its memory to remember how it works. Well, that seems logical. Part to remember the information you give it, and part to remember what to do with the information. When I heard all that, I began to feel a bit tired. I also wondered...where you kept all this information after the computer had been switched off. Apparently this isn't a problem. You use a disk drive. You can store all the information you want to keep on a small piece of magnetic-coated plastic, which my son called a floppy disk. You can store it in a series of files. When I heard that, I became a bit worried because it sounds rather like my secretary's filing system, and I wondered whether you could lose information on a floppy disk as easily as she lost it in her files. My son said, no, that wasn't possible, and he also asked me whether I was taking my lessons seriously. So I made an excuse, said I had a headache, and suggested that we should postpone the lesson until another day. If my secretary understands all that, good luck to her. She deserves a rise. What's more, I'll thread her typewriter ribbons whenever she wants.